Franzen. A court of appeals panel heard arguments in the Texas immigration law, a stay reissued just hours after the Supreme Court reversed a lower court's decision to block the law.
Senate Bill 4 creates a misdemeanor for coming into Texas between the ports of entry and allows local police to enforce it. Texas Solicitor General Aaron Nielsen argues that because people associated with drug cartels sometimes enter that way,
Texas has a right to defend itself.
But Assistant U.S. Attorney Daniel Tenney says the Supreme Court has long held that
the federal government has to have control over the immigration system.
SB 4 is on hold while the Court of Appeals weighs its merits. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The judge overseeing the Georgia election interference case says Donald Trump can appeal the disqualification ruling that keeps DA Fonnie Willis on the case in exchange for her ex and prosecutor Nathan Wade to quit. It's the first full day of spring, some parts of the country in full bloom, other areas still dealing with snow. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is sounding confident the recall effort against him will not only fail, but is probably illegal, too.
In Wisconsin, if you're a felon, you're not allowed to circulate. Well, they brought in people from out of state who are felons, so they're not allowed to circulate. So they broke the law in Wisconsin. Whatever the DA does with that, or Josh Collar, whoever it is, that's up to them.
Voss told the WIS Politics Luncheon yesterday the leaders of the effort to recall him are whack jobs and morons. The state Supreme Court will decide if there'll be a recall. Wisconsin's favorite game show contestant finished second in the Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions finals. Ben Chan is a philosophy professor at St. Norbert College in De Pere. He won five games against 26 other former Jeopardy! Champions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. It's time to start thinking about the April 2nd election, says Celestine Jeffries, the Green Bay City Clerk.
Please go to myvote.wi.gov. And that tells you everything you need to know about your election, where your polling place is, what your in-person absentee voting or early voting hours are, what's on your ballot, whether or not you're registered to vote.
Jeffries says about 30% of the voters in Green Bay vote absentee. Early voting is currently underway. Check with your municipality for times and locations. Green Bay native Ben Chan gave it his all during six games in the Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions. Unfortunately, the St. Norbert College professor didn't win the tournament. He came in second to winner Yogesh Rao. For his second place win, Chan earned $100,000. Chan says he is open to appearing on Jeopardy! Again if he's ever called to do so. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
The Brewers beat Cleveland. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with another win in spring training, this time 8-5 over the Guardians. Willie Adames with a home run. The crew with a four-game winning streak host the Giants tomorrow night. Men's college hockey, Wisconsin's Kyle McLennan named goaltender of the year by the Big Ten, one of five Badger players recognized by the conference. College basketball. As players announce they want to transfer schools, the Badgers' Greg Gard trying to get his team ready for March Madness Friday night.
We're managing it. You have to do both, and you have to focus on preparing and winning on Friday. So, yeah, we're monitoring the portal. My phone buzzes. We have a staff text thread that goes that every time somebody of importance, I guess, or of the noteworthy, not every portal entry ever would be a, I don't know how many have happened today, but there was almost 500 yesterday. So, yeah, you stay on top of it, and we're in contact with people because you have to be, because it's the landscape has changed.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sitting under sunny skies, highs will only rise to the low 30s. But with winds still blasting us out of the north up to 30 miles per hour, it'll keep our highs to feeling like the 20s. By tomorrow, we'll see increasing clouds out ahead of the snowstorm smacking by the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
Mino and the Mayor. We got a message on Facebook from Nicholas who says air fryers are perfect for leftover pizza.
There you go.
I bet that would work.
I have an air fryer. I've got one. I'm doing that.
Yes.
Another thing I'm going to do, I'm going to use my dehumidifier and I'm going to make jerky.
It's not a dehumidifier, John.
What is it again?
Dehydrator.
That's what it is.
All right.
Now we can go to break.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday morning, 6 till 9. On the talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Hey, it's John Mino. On Thursday's show, Matt Gable from the Meyer Theater stops in. Mino and the Mayor, mornings 6 till 9 on WISS and WGBW.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Sommers on the board. I had a burp. I had a breath and a burp all at the same time. Sorry about that. It's 6 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. Oh, dang. Look at that.
Fantastic. Hamill came in a little bit early. It happens from time to time.
It happens from time to time. We'll leave it right there. Welcome into hour number two of the big program. Always great, Mr. Sommers, to have Pat Kreitlow and Trygve Olsen on the show. There's a certain energy on Wednesdays that I just love.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm glad that we got to have Pat on a little bit extra today.
Yeah, absolutely.
When we were waiting for Pat to join up, Todd did not yet know that he had. And he said, we got to ask Pat when he gets here if he wants to stay till 12:30. And then Pat, yes! So he was very enthusiastic.
Yes, it was like a genie just popped you out of the bottle. Great to have both those guys along. They are here every Wednesday from noon until 1, probably my favorite hour, one of my favorite hours of the week. That's what we love is when people stop by and just give us their insight, their knowledge. And those two guys certainly have that. Coming up in a moment, your chance to win some great prizes. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But first of all, I want to let you know what's coming up on the show this hour. We're going to tell you what a World Cup soccer star, or as they say every place else, football. It's not soccer, it's football. I'm going to tell you what a football player has to do with mega Republicans. I'll explain that in just a minute. And some... what do you call it? I guess acronyms as well. Speaking of acronyms, we were talking about Scott Walker and Donald Trump the last hour, Trygve and Pat. And one of the things we're talking about that you know, mega Republicans, Donald Trump going after people who don't really, in their opinion, are no longer Republicans. They call them rhinos, Republicans in name only, call them rhinos. So here now, a guy on Twitter, Melvin Edwards, I have no idea who he is. I just want to give him credit. This was not my original, so I don't like to plagiarize. So Melvin Edwards tweeted this about Donald Trump and his money woes this week. He said, Donald Trump is a bino. You know what a bino stands for?
Billionaire in name only.
Bingo! Nicely done, Mr. Sommers. Wow. Ring the bell. That's right. A bino. Donald Trump is a billionaire in name only, a bino. That's very good. Going to talk about more of that in a minute. We were talking about former Governor Scott Walker in the last segment. The fact that he's going after Tammy Baldwin on Twitter, on X, and trying to, I guess, make fun of her because she's human. And, you know, none of us look the way we did 30 years ago and posting two pictures of her and trying to make it look unflattering of her. Which I just think is mean and small and third grade. And I pointed out in my response to the former governor, maybe he's just jealous because Senator Baldwin has a full head of natural hair And of course, our former governor, like myself, has male pattern baldness, which he does not want to admit. He tells people it's a scar that he hit his head on a cabinet while fixing a cabinet in the governor's mansion.
A brutal cabinet attack.
Right. Now, let me tell you, my former boss, Dale Schultz, sat on, there's a committee called SCURB. That's the acronym, SCURB. It stands for State Capital and Executive Residence Board, because the governor's mansion is the common parlance, but they call it the executive residence. So at SCURB, my boss sat on that. And I can tell you for a fact that governors do not fix their own cabinets at the executive residence. There is a large team that takes care of whomever the governor happens to be. So this is just goofy, right? This is just goofy. So now on the phone line, 855-752-4842, I understand Dave in Madison listening in on WMDX here in Madison. Thanks for holding through the news, Dave. I understand you have some thoughts and feelings on male pattern baldness.
Well, you understand right, because the record reflects that you have perpetrated the atrocity of disparaging baldness. Well, you know, as Homo sapiens, as humans lose more and more hair, as we become more and more evolved humans, we lose more and more hair. So, of course, you can infer from that that guys like you and me that are bald are an evolutionary step above the rest. Secondly,
I'm not sure about that, but go ahead. Speak for yourself, but go ahead.
I thought that only deserved a sympathy laugh, but that was a little higher on the decibel level.
Oh, it's good. It's good. I like that.
I'm happy about that. Anyway, secondly, I heard a Wall Street Journal analysis of Donald Trump's wealth. Apparently, it's about $3 billion. But he doesn't have sufficient amount of liquidity to buy a bond. And I just thought I'd interject that because you just happened to mention
that. Yeah,
it.
I appreciate
and thanks,
it.
Oh, thirdly, thanks for your show. It's great.
Oh, only great because
very
of people like you. Well, thank you, Dave. Thank you for the kind words. Really appreciate that. It goes to our whole staff. I mean, it's not just me as Mr. Zommers. It's all the engineers, the producers. I mean, Chris Pauls, all the folks behind the scenes that are on the microphone every day. They're the ones that really make this show go. So all the credit goes to them. I appreciate that, Dave. Tony Zimmerman off the YouTube says, as a balding man, I concur. So there you go. What are your feelings, I guess, on male pattern baldness? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Should a guy like Scott Walker, who's and here's the thing, if you're watching on the stream, I mean, I can take my headphones off. Look, I mean, I'm not trying to cover anything up. I don't do a comb over. I keep my hair pretty short. You know, it is what it is. You know, I'm not going to wear a toupee. I'm not going to paint my head. I mean, it's just life, right? It is what it is.
It's just how it goes.
Scotty Walker, the former governor, he grows it long and he fluffs it up in front so that the camera, so when he's on camera, you can't really tell it. But then right behind the fluff, the big feather in the front, then you can see all the baldness behind.
And you know what?
Yeah.
That's totally okay.
It's fine. But this is the thing, you understand. This is the thing that I think that belies Scott Walker is that he's a fake, right? He doesn't, it's all a facade. And it's just for show. And I think his hair, how he looks at himself and his hair and being so vain about it, you know, authentic people like Trivi, other people, you know, I mean, we just embrace it. Be authentic. Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor on Facebook, says, I have the worst toupee in radio.
I don't know if that says a lot or not very much, because
yeah, sure.
I feel like in radio, you probably care less
right.
Because, you know. Aside from if you're doing a live stream like we are, people just don't see you.
Coming up in a minute, Republican Party MAGA, what it has to do with a major soccer star. But first, time once again for Ride Into Spring.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news. With good friends you can't lose. This could become a habit.
That's right. Time once again for our Ride Into Spring contest here at Civic Media. And before we go any further, the lawyer team here at Civic Media, our corporate counsel, our legal team, it is very important that we tell you this is a text to win statewide contest. Some people might think it's just in the city of Madison or Milwaukee or Waukesha. Not a regional contest, not a district contest. It is a statewide contest. The Legal Beagle's very concerned about this. So we have to make sure to let you know it's a statewide contest. That might be my favorite part of this whole thing that we have to do every day. But there's a great contest, you understand, because it's spring. Officially now, spring is in the air, although we might get some snow tonight into tomorrow. But spring is in the air. Look at the, I saw my first robin today, by the way, Mr. Zomers.
Not Voss.
Not Voss.
Good.
I haven't seen Robin Voss in a while.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, but I saw my first bird, robin, today. My mom saw one in Richland Center like a month ago. So I'm not sure what's happening in Madison. But anyway, so spring is in the air. And what do people like to do in the spring? They like to travel. You understand? We've been cooped up in the house too long and like to travel. Well, here's your chance to win a getaway, all-exclusive paid getaway to Chula Vista here in Wisconsin Dells, right in the middle part of the state. It's a great place. I've been there. I've stayed there. Great facilities. Indoor water park. They have a golf course there. Great staff at Chula Vista. So you could win that. And then there are subsequent prizes beyond the grand prize. You could win a bike. Who doesn't want to go out and bike in the spring? And then a patio love seat, outdoor love, patio furniture, a love seat. That's fantastic. And perhaps my favorite prize in the whole thing, you could win a three-way blender.
A three-in-one blender,
I'm sorry, a three-in-one blender. A three-in-one blender. And but who doesn't love a good three-in-one blender? You know, sometimes just, you know, get together with other people. You don't know what's going to happen. Just mix drinks. So,
you know, I could use a new blender. Mine's kind of starting to give up, but
really?
I cannot win this contest because it turns out I can see all of the words. And so that is cheating.
So here's how you are eligible. Right now, go to your phone. And if you don't, if you have not already, download the Civic Media app. Go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic. Download the app. And then you're going to open it, and there's a list of all the lovely Civic Media stations across Wisconsin. Find your station or the one that you like. It could be WRCE in Richland Center, News from the Center. It could be Mad Radio from Madison. It could be WAUK, the Shaw, in Waukesha. All the fine. Just pick one of the stations. Just click on your station. It'll open up, and then right above the red play button, there will be a text button. And you have to text us on your phone via the Civic Media app to be eligible. So, the word this hour, the 1 o'clock hour word in the Civic Media Ride into Spring giveaway, text us the word golf. The word is golf. G-O-L-F as in Frank. G-O-L-F as in Frank. Golf. Text us golf to the Civic Media app right now, and you will be eligible, put into the contest for the Ride into Spring giveaway. The word is golf this hour. Now, you can text us once an hour, so you can do it multiple times a day, but only once an hour.
Yes, so the next one is at 3
p.m. I'm not as young as I used to be, so I can't go multiple times a day, but you can text multiple times a day, you understand, and you're eligible to win, and it's fantastic. Yeah,
there'll be four every day. Yeah. While this is going on this weekend next.
And next opportunity to win during the great Maggie Dawn show in the 3 o'clock hour. Maggie will have yet another word for you to text in. So text right now on the Civic Media app on your station. Find your station and find the text button and type in golf, G-O-L-F, and send it to us. Golf is the word this hour. Come back and talk about Republicans, soccer, and what it has to do with acronyms. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Moving right along.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness.
for a hand up. Apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tuttle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 20 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Thanks for joining us on a Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. Later on in the next half hour, I'm going to send Zobbers a clip here. I know I haven't sent you this one, so don't worry about it. But today marks the anniversary of a huge, huge play and game in Wisconsin men's basketball history. And we're going to listen to that next half hour.
Excellent.
As we remind you again, most pools, your brackets are due probably later on tonight because we had the play-in. There were a couple of games last night, I believe. And this is a big shout-out to Joe and Rachel in Fort Collins, Colorado, the home of the Colorado State. Is it the Rams? Yes, the Rams, who took down the Virginia Cavaliers last night in the play-in game. Virginia, of course, former Wisconsinite, Tony Bennett, the coach, and won a national championship 3-4 years ago. But boy, they got beat by the ever tough Colorado State Rams last night. So congratulations to the Rams. Joe and Rachel are big fans out there. Former Badgers as well, but now they live in Fort Collins. So the field of 64 gets underway tomorrow. And of course, Wisconsin Badgers play on Friday night against James Madison around 8:40-ish. Tip-off time, we say ish, because there's a game before them out in Brooklyn, New York. You can hear that game right here on the Civic Media Radio Network on WRCE in Richland Center and WRJN in Racine in Kenosha, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, WLAK in Amory. If you don't live in one of those great communities, you can listen to it, again, via the Civic Media app on one of those stations for free. Won't cost. How about that? What kind of great entertainment can you get for free anymore?
Civic Media.
Civic Media. That's the exact answer. So the Badgers play at 8:40 on Friday. You can listen to it here at Civic Media or on the app. And for our Marquette Golden Eagle fans, Marquette plays in the afternoon at around 1:30 our time. And we're going to have a special live reporter. We're not going to tell you who it is. A special reporter on the scene reporting from the Marquette Golden Eagles game.
Do you know who it is?
Yeah.
Yes, I don't.
Yes, I know. I haven't told you.
And that's okay.
On Friday.
I was just wondering if you knew or not.
I'm right at the top of the show on Friday. So be listening for that. All right. Megan Rapinoe, she tore it up on the soccer field, winning two World Cup titles and an Olympic gold medal with the U.S. women's national team in football, or in soccer, as we say here in the United States. Rapinoe was one of the first soccer players to announce she was gay. And as a social activist, she supports LGBTQ rights, racial justice, and equal pay. So why do I lead off with Rapinoe in a bit about the Republican Party? Well, we'll circle back to that in a minute. When Donald Trump was first elected in 2016, I agreed with observers who predicted that Trump would cause such rifts in the Republican Party as to set the party back 20 years in winning elections. But those critics and I were wrong. I admit it. So what is it that we did not see coming 8 years on, which is today? Is it that Trump would come to completely own, completely control, completely take over the Republican Party? Well, he's made it his own. It is now the MAGA Party. If you're a quote-unquote traditional Republican, sorry. Trump and his MAGA Party do not want you. Trump has said so. Don Jr. has said so. We've played those cuts on this show. The fact is, unless you are 100% loyal to Trump, they do not need you. So, my friends, the Republican Party, the GOP, the grand old party, has become the Republican Party in name only. But here's the good news. Whenever you hear someone use the term rhino to label someone who's not a Trump mega loyalist, just point out that it's the Republican Party in name only. And there's a nice acronym for the Republican Party in name only. It's pronounced Rapinoe. There you go. Rapinoe. Republican Party in name only. And that's what makes things like that Robin Voss did yesterday, kowtowing to Donald Trump. On one hand, he realizes that it is Trump mega people who are trying to recall him and take him out politically. He knows that. He knows that Trump himself was in part behind this in the money, raising money for his opponent, his primary opponent last time around. He disavowed himself, Voss did, from saying that the election was rigged in 2020. And then, of course, entertained people like Jim Troupas and others who were involved in the attempt to overthrow the election. But Robin Voss has no chutzpah. He has no backbone. There are other things I can say I won't. Because at the end of the day, Robin Voss really only cares about one thing, like so many other Republicans in Wisconsin do. And that is power and staying relevant. And the fact is that the Republican Party is now the mega Republican Party. And unless you are mega, unless you bow to the altar of Donald Trump and swear allegiance, you will be ostracized, you will be primaried, you will be taken out. It's going to be very interesting as we move through 2024. Now that the legislative maps in Wisconsin are certainly going to be fairer, thanks to the Supreme Court and Tony Evers. When some of these Republicans have to run in more even districts, we're going to find out how it comes out. My guess is Democrats are going to pick up some seats in both the Assembly and maybe the State Senate as well. What do you think? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What do you think of this situation of the state Republican Party? Let alone, let's just forget about the national party for a second, but the state party. They're swearing as much of allegiance to Donald Trump as anyone else. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Jeff Perry, ongoing contributor, once again checks in. He has an acronym as well, GOLF, G-O-L-F. He says it stands for the Grand Old Lecherous Fascist. I like that.
And you know, GOLF, you can also text in on the Civic Media app to enter the contest.
Well done.
Good job,
well,
Jeff.
Well done, both of you. As it turns, I don't think it stands for that, but yes, this hour's word, if you're interested in participating in the Ride into Spring contest, download the Civic Media app, go to your favorite station, open it up, and hit text. Hit the text button and text the word GOLF, G-O-L-F, GOLF. And you could be eligible to win some of these great prizes, like an overnight getaway at the beautiful Chula Vista Resort. Come back with more after this, including your phone calls. Do not go anywhere. More to come on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned now. Your news, sports, ag, and weather update starts now.
Thursday on Matt and Air on Air, public service announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly at 11:06. Then we talk sports balls with Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe. Don't miss it.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's a death investigation at Devil's Lake State Park. The Department of Natural Resources says the body found this week is not James Yablonski, the teenager who disappeared in the area last summer. The DNR says the person who died registered a campsite and was found dead there. Wardens say there's no sign of foul play and there's no threat to the public. Wisconsin could get as much as $30 million to connect rural communities to high-speed internet. Martha Cranley of AARP Wisconsin helped lobby bureaucrats for the money.
They certainly heard from older people about how important this is to connect to their doctor and to connect to government services and, frankly, find employment.
Governor Evers says more than 410,000 Wisconsin homes and businesses will benefit. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Green Bay Board of Education voted unanimously to appoint Vicki Bayer as the school district's interim superintendent Monday. Bayer will serve in the position until June of 2025 as the school board searches for a new superintendent to replace Claude Tiller Jr., who resigned in February after he came under fire for comments made during a break on an Atlanta radio show. Bayer also held the position of interim superintendent in 2022 when Stephen Murley retired. For the first time in the show's history, a Wisconsin chef will be part of the cast of Top Chef. The 21st season of the Bravo television show was filmed in Madison and Milwaukee this fall. It will highlight the state's culinary culture and will feature Dan Jacobs, owner of Dan Dan in Milwaukee. Several Wisconsinites were involved in judging and dining in the culinary competition show. The first episode set in Wisconsin airs tonight. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
Mino and the Mayor.
You might remember this, Mr. Mayor. It was the first St. Patrick's Day parade in Green Bay going down to the city deck. You were in a wagon, and then the bagpiper and me were in front. I said to the bagpiper, "We got to stop right here in this tunnel and play Amazing Grace." And then I see the mayor stand up in the wagon going, "Get it moving! Get it moving!"
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you like a good old-fashioned cold case mystery, American Conspiracy, The Octopus Murders might be right up your alley. The documentary revisits the case of Danny Casolaro, who was investigating a vast global conspiracy before ending up dead in his hotel bathtub in 1991. The Netflix miniseries is reviewing well with critics, but viewers appear split down the middle. I'm enjoying it immensely. Well, it's finally happened. A reality show and a scripted series are crossing over. Deadline is announcing that ABC will have The Bachelor and 911 share a storyline. 911 actor Oliver Stark says it won't be a huge spectacle, but it will be a really fun emergency. Yeah, tell that to the actors who are pretending to be near death. This is very risky, not because people will wonder which show is actually fake. I mean, they both are. But if I were The Bachelor, I'd be awfully careful. Women love firefighters. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sitting under sunny skies, highs will only rise to the low 30s. But with winds still blasting us out of the north up to 30 miles per hour, it'll keep our highs to feeling like the 20s. By tomorrow, we'll see increasing clouds down ahead of the snowstorm smacking by the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
Nightline with Pete Schwabe.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 past the hour of 1 o'clock. That's a theme song from The Apprentice. The old Trump reality TV series did pretty well. Can't deny that on NBC for several years. And my old professor, great professor, one of the best college, best teachers I've ever had, period. From beautiful Belmont, Wisconsin, the crossroads of the nation, Jack O'Neill. Great guy, great professor. He used to tell us, he used to come in every class period, no matter what class it was, grab a marker for the dry erase board or a chalkboard, whichever room we were in, classroom. Take a marker, a piece of chalk, and turn around to the board. Draw a big dollar sign on the board. Turn around back at the class, point back with his thumb over his shoulder, say, "All comes down to that. What's new in your world?" We thought, what does that mean? Several years removed from UW-Platteville Comm 101, I know exactly what it means. Jack was right, always has been. It all comes down to the dollar sign. It all comes down to money. So this story, going to get into, from Urban Milwaukee, urbanmilwaukee.com, by Bruce Murphy, entitled Bradley Foundation, Bankrolls Trump's Disinformation. It's important that we follow where the money is going, who's giving the money, and what it's going for. Starts out in Urban Milwaukee, says, as the New York Times recently reported, Donald Trump and his allies have been winning the war over disinformation with a counteroffensive that has stymied efforts to filter and ban election lies online. And the major funder for his efforts has been a Milwaukee-based Lindy and Harry Bradley Foundation and its spinoff, the Bradley Impact Fund, which together contributed nearly $28 million to groups involved in this effort. Now, if you say, well, I've heard of the Bradley Fund, of course, the old Bradley Center. Same people that built the Bradley Center, the former home of the Milwaukee Bucks prior to Pfizer form. And look, I'm sure this foundation in Milwaukee has done some good. But I think it's also proper and good to point out that the Bradley Foundation, according to reporting from the New York Times and urbanmilwaukee.com, have contributed nearly $28 million to groups involved in the Trump effort. Story continues. Back in 2021, social media companies like Facebook and Twitter had suspended Trump and many of his allies from the platform they led, used to spread disinformation about his 2020 election defeat. But they are now back on those and other platforms pushing fraudulent lies and conspiracy theories. A key strategist working with Trump is Stephen Miller. Now, let me stop for a second. Speaking of, but a lot of talk this hour about hair and balding, that sort of thing. Stephen Miller, he's right out of the playbook of Scott Walker. Stephen Miller was part of the first Trump administration, just kind of a dweeb. And, you know, like me, male pattern baldness, his was more in front, I guess. And what he did for a while is he did one of those things where they spray paint on more hair in the front. And he went on a couple of Sunday news shows like this and was just, you know, murdered, figuratively speaking, on social media. Well, then he washed that off, and now he's kind of embraced his baldness. But here's another guy, just like Scott Walker, the Stephen Miller, who is very uncomfortable being who he really is. Stephen Miller is also the one who has devised some of the most heinous, hateful, anti-immigrant policies of Trump. Has come up with these ideas, should Trump get another term, to round people up essentially in camps and deport them. And very important to note, what Stephen Miller is talking about, this Trump acolyte, this Trump staffer, and was verified this morning on CBS News, should Trump get another term. When they say there's going to be the largest roundup deportation of people in America ever, believe them, number one. But we're going to head into a time when it's going to be show me your papers time. because if left to their own vices, and you see this already with Rick Perry in Texas, if left to their own vices, people like Stephen Miller and Trump, even if you look like an undocumented person, they can stop you and round you up. That's what they're talking about. You say, well, how do you know whether somebody looks like they're undocumented? That's the point. You don't. In other words, if someone happens to be a brown person, not wearing the right clothes, I guess, I don't know, wearing a pro-Biden t-shirt, I don't know, can be rounded up. And if you can't prove you're an American citizen, they're going to round you up and try to deport you. So that's the kind of guy Stephen Miller is. Back to this story in urban Milwaukee. A key strategist working with Trump is Stephen Miller, the White House policy advisor who created America First Legal, a nonprofit to lead the disinformation effort in February 2021, and within a year got a $27 million contribution from the Bradley Impact Fund. As David Armaic, or Armaic, reported for the Center for Media and Democracy, quote, the Bradley Impact Fund grant accounted for 61% of the $44.4 million AFL raised in 2022, he reported. Another $1.3 million for Miller's group came from the Conservative Partnership Institute, CPI, considered the nonprofit nerve center of the Trump movement, according to the New York Times. But most of CPI's money also came from the Bradley Foundation. CPI received, get this, $862,000 in contributions from Bradley's nonprofits in 2022. According to, again, the story in urbanmilwaukee.com, liberals have had fun mocking America's First Legal with public notice, calling Miller, quote, a clown, and suggested the group is a, quote, confederacy of dunces, unquote, while the Daily Beast, another news organization, did a story scoffing at the fact it spent some 85% of its funds on advertising, not legal fees. But whatever its flaws, the story says, AFL has found a depressing amount of success, unquote, in the courts. One more line here, then take your calls as well. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Says the most recent coup is a case before the U.S. Supreme Court that could be decided in June as to whether the federal government can suggest that big online companies remove unverified and false information. If the court decides the answer is no, it could, keyword could, open the floodgates to more lies and disinformation. But in oral arguments this week, members of the Supreme Court seemed skeptical of the suit's claim. What do you think of this? The Bradley Foundation propping up the Trump Disinformation Fund. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. I find this disturbing, Mr. Zomers. The more that we... Again, Wisconsin is the petri dish, it seems, for all things political in 2024. Doesn't matter whether it was the ended up being the heart of trying to overthrow the election results with Jim Troupas and Andrew Hitt and others, the fake electors, the Wisconsin state capitol. Now we find out that the Bradley Fund is deeply involved in funding the lies and misinformation of the Trump machine. For better or worse, it all leads back to us, yeah, or Wisconsin.
It feels like right now politics in Wisconsin is the biggest, nastiest onion where the outer layer is rotten, so you peel it away. And then the inner layer is more rotten, so you peel it away. Yeah. And then the next layer is nuclear waste.
I'm laughing only because it's kind of true, actually.
You pretty much nailed it.
Yeah. I would have never, and again, we talked about this earlier in the show, the need for good journalism. And here between the New York Times and urbanmilwaukee.com, people digging into this to find out what's really going on. Love to hear what you think. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text on the Civic Media app. The fact that the Bradley Foundation bankrolling a lot of the Trump disinformation. Great article, by the way. If you haven't, if you don't have it in your browser, urbanmilwaukee.com. Urbanmilwaukee.com and Bruce Murphy, the reporter, who has put this out yesterday afternoon. Great article. Bradley Foundation bankrolls Trump's disinformation. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Also text us on the Civic Media app. Go to the phone lines, and we have Carmella calling in from Milwaukee. Carmella, thanks for calling. What say you?
I say good afternoon, Todd.
Good afternoon.
I wanted to briefly talk about, you were asking about my or our opinion on Robin Voss.
Yeah.
And I really didn't know much about Robin Voss until the primary election of April of 2020. And I'm in Milwaukee, and they went from 180 polling places to 5. So wow. A couple of years before, I'd had surgery, so I opted for an absentee ballot. But my mom and my uncle did not. They like voting in person. So my uncle is in West Dallas. They take him to West Dallas, 2 minutes in and out. I have to take my mom to the now consolidated 5 from 180.
Wow.
It was around the block. My mom just said, I can't do this. We're not going to do this. So I get home, I turn on the news, and there's Robin Voss telling everybody how safe it is to vote in person. And he's in full protective gear, mask, hospital gown. I think he had the face shield. I don't know.
Yeah,
gloves. And then he's telling everybody how safe it is. And he's one of the ones that promoted taking away all the polling places. It was the most ridiculous thing. I was so beyond furious. And talk about suppressing your votes. And I was just relieved that it wasn't the general election and then it was only the primary election.
Carmella, I appreciate you sharing this story. And it's literally, you hit on the reason that I left the Republican Party back in 2011. Not because the story you just said, it was prior to that, of course, way before COVID, but because Republicans in the state legislature were trying to pass so-called voter ID bills, which were nothing more than voter suppression bills. I mean, they said in closed caucus that they wanted to think about how these bills would affect places like Milwaukee and the college campuses, i.e., let's bring the vote down in Milwaukee and Madison, where there is a larger portion of minority folks who tend to vote more Democratic, and also college campuses, which also tend to vote more Democratic. It was a plan. It was a plan. So what you described is just an extension of that. I'm sorry it happened to you, but you know, I'm glad these things are coming out, and it's going to be important. As more attempts are made at suppressing the vote, that we stay strong. The best thing people can do is exercise our right to vote, whether it's the primary here coming up in April or another fall primary in September or the general election in November. But appreciate the call. Any further thoughts, Carmella? All right, Carmella. All right. Yep. Thank you. Thank you very much, Carmella. Carmella in Milwaukee. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Going to talk a little bit next about the happiest place in the world. And no, I'm not talking about Disney World. The happiest country is really what it is. What do you think it is? We'll take guesses. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Where is the happiest country, or who is the happiest country in the world? We'll tell you on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the Town Hall Ball Show for a Wednesday on the Civic Media the Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Welcome back to the Teleball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from Maggie Dawn taking over these airwaves. The Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Following a quick check of national news, weather, and sports and around the state as well. The Maggie Dawn Show from 2 until 4. Also, your final reminder this hour to participate in the Ride into Spring Text to Win contest. Now, very important, two things. Number one, this is a statewide contest. Very important we mentioned that. We don't want to get sued. Also, that you can only text in, you can play once an hour, number one. People, if you work for Civic Media or employee thereof, you're not eligible, so sorry, Zomers.
No blender for me.
No blender. No three-way.
Or for you.
No way. No, there's going to be no three-way blender involving Zomers, right? But you, the listening audience, can win. You have to text in. So download the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Find your radio station or the one you want to listen to. Click on that. And then right above the red play icon, there'll be a text button. Click on the text button and text us the following word, golf, G-O-L-F as in Frank, like you're playing golf. Golf is this hour's secret password. Text golf, G-O-L-V, to the Civic
G-O-L-F.
Media. What I saw. Oh.
You said V.
They shouldn't add a guy with dyslexia trying to do this. Golf, G-O-L-F. Yes, G-O-L-F. Very, very important. Text golf to the Civic Media app, on the Civic Media app, and you too could be eligible to win a getaway at the beautiful Chula Vista Lodge in Wisconsin Dells. Also, a bike, fantastic new bike, a patio, outdoor patio set, or even a blender. A three-way blender?
A three-in-one
three
blender.
Three-in-one blender. That's what it is. Very good. Only a week and a half more of this. Let's go quick. We're talking about the happiest place on earth, by the way. Unhappy news for Americans. The United States no longer among the 20 happiest countries on the earth, according to a new Gallup poll and its partners. Who is the happiest country on earth? Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Who's the happiest country? Gary from Sussex, I ask you.
All right. I know the happiest place. Now, I have two guesses.
All right.
But the second one is the one that I'm saying.
All right.
I just got back from Playa del Carmen,
oh,
which is a Caribbean part of Mexico.
Yeah.
Spent 10 days there. Everybody was very happy. I didn't see no sad faces,
right,
in Playa del Carmen at this time of the year.
That's fantastic.
But my guess is Finland.
You are correct, Gary. First caller. I'm sorry, I don't have an actual prize for you, but you have the opportunity.
What? No golf, no nothing.
no golf. No
bicycle.
No three-way blender. But you can still text in on the Civic Media app, be eligible for our great contest, our separate contest of Ride into Spring. But Gary, you have the bragging rights on statewide radio to say that you were right. How about that?
Yeah, but that doesn't put nothing in my wallet or in my stomach.
Here's. I'm not sure we're going to get close to Sussex. Trigvi Olsen and I are going to be taking a little statewide tour soon. And if you come out and see us, we'll buy you a beer and some cheese curds. How about that?
I'd love to be able to see you guys in person.
Me too. That'd be great. Well, thanks for calling, Gary. Appreciate you playing along. And before we let you go, because one of my favorite Kenny Chesney songs is called The Life, and it's set on Playa del Carmen. I've never been, but is it beautiful?
It is so beautiful. I couldn't describe it. It was sunny every single day, and it was about 85 to 90 degrees. But the water, we were right on the ocean. Mm. The sand is white. So as the water, the sun and the sky hits the water, it's a beautiful aqua blue. And wow. I'm out there sailing on catamarans and swimming. Oh, my gosh. It is a great place. I recommend it. It's called the Real Palace Riviera Maya, where we stayed. It's a real. It was gorgeous, and it was well worth the money.
All right. Hot vacation tip really from well. Gary in Sussex. Thanks so much, Gary. Really appreciate you. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. So he got it right away. And Zomer said it during the break as well.
And one of our texters also texted in with, it was Lynn in Oconomowoc in Finland.
There you go. Lynn in Oconomowoc. Tony up at BZH up in Hayward says Ashland. Look, Ashland's a beautiful place. I've been there. It's a beautiful part of the state. But according to the Gallup poll, here are your top 10 happiest countries overall in a row. Number 10, Australia, the land down under, the thunder from down under. That'll make anybody happy. Number 9, Switzerland. Great chocolate, great clocks. Neutral, Switzerland. Number 8, Luxembourg, which of course is right next to Casco. Luxembourg Casco. That's a school district in Wisconsin. No, the country of Luxembourg coming in at number 8. The number 7 happiest country on earth, according to Gallup's annual poll, Norway. The Norwegians. I mean, they're a happy lot, right? Number 6, close by, the Netherlands. The Netherlands. Another kind of Scandinavian type of country. Number 5, and of course, maybe this was taken before all the fighting broke out, Israel. I've known people, my friend Sam, other people who lived in Israel prior to the Hamas war. Very nice place, from what I'm told. So number 5, Israel. Number 4, Sweden. I mean, come on. You got IKEA and meatballs. What more do you need? How's that for an American version, right? The number 3rd most happy country in the world, according to Gallup, Iceland. Now, I guess maybe because, I don't know. I mean, I've known people who visited Iceland. They said it was beautiful, volcanoes, but kind of sparse for me. I mean, I love to visit. Not sure I want to live there.
I don't know. I'd check it out, but.
Number 2, not a surprise. They've been a winner before. Second happiest country in the world, the Danes, Denmark. No, my great friend, Christian Jensen. Again, I got to get over there soon, but I've heard Denmark is absolutely spectacular. The quality of living, everything else great. And the number 1 happiest place to live, country in the world, according to Gallup, Finland.
Yeah, and one of our texters on WAUK says, all with high taxes. And that brings to what I was going to say. I was going to say, you know what one of the biggest commonalities these places have is healthcare and like paid family and medical leave.
Right.
You know, their standards of living are higher. Yes, they pay more taxes, but it seems like it pays off because they're way happier than we are.
Also interesting, by looking more closely at age, Lithuania tops the list for people under 30, while Denmark is the world's happiest nation for those 60 and older.
Interesting.
To your point, Mr. Zomers. Great show today. Pat Kreitlow from Up North News every morning, 6 to 8, right here in Civic Media. Trigvi Olsen, Senior Advisor to the Lincoln Project. We thank all of them, Mr. Zomers on the board, and most of all, to all of you for listening. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. We'll be back tomorrow. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Todd Allball saying, keep banging your drum.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street.
This is Oshkosh Air Support.
1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Wednesday on Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson, comedian Vince Moranto, and entrepreneur Kevin Williams. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Federal Reserve announcing interest rates will remain unchanged. ABC's Alexis Christophorus has more.